I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, May 9th. Would you all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
During the meeting, I ask that you please turn off all cell phones, tablets, laptops, anything that's going to make noise, telephones. If you need to have a conversation, please take that outside so we do not disrupt the speakers. During the meeting, there is a presentation board that Blanca here will help assist you with in order to show your items. Again, microphone. Please have the record show that all board members are in attendance with the exception of John Williams, who is excused. Can I get county staff introductions, please? Thank you. And
Steve DeBrer, Clark County Office Planner.
Thank you, Steve. We have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual private hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of this presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. So would anyone like to make a comment prior to the meeting? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Approval of minutes for April 25th, 2023. Go ahead. We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for April 25th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for May 9th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for May 9th, 2023 as written with no changes.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening, May 9th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Informational items, Blanca?
Not today.
Okay, we'll move straight into planning and zoning. Item number one, UC230157, Illumina Flamingo LP, use permits for the following. Allow office as a principal use for a work share office space and to a health club. Design review for the changes for a previously approved multiple family residential development on acres in H1 Limited Resort and Apartment AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road, 260 feet west of Paradise Road within Paradise. Hi, Chris, you want to come? Where's the microphone?
I'll speak up for a few more. No, hello, I'm Chris Kempfer, K-A-E-M-P-F-E-R. I'm with the law firm Kempfer Kroll. I'm here on behalf of Shulman Properties. The site we've seen before because there was a multifamily development that you previously approved on this exact same site. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, so is Mr. Joe Werder on behalf of Shulman Properties. Again, that's the site. I will show you the elevations that you previously approved. And then we will get to what we're doing here today. This application represents just some fine-tuning of what already was approved. There are two permits involved. One is to allow office, actually work share office space as a principal use, and to allow a health club to be open to the public. There is a design review as well to capture some minor modifications. As noted in the staff report, those design review changes are as follows, all of which have been approved by staff. First of all, we reduce the number, you don't usually hear this, we're reducing the number of units from 368 to 350, increasing the parking stalls from 590 to 591. Because of a shared parking table we provided, we are reducing the parking reduction from 21% to 16%. We have a change in the central access driveway that's located here. Look at those old men. No, I'm not kidding. But anyway, here's a driveway here. It forces things to go to the portico shed. The underground garage access will be relocated from the east side of Building 1 to here, which is on the west side of Building 1. The access control gate along the west side will be moved from midway to Building 2 to the southwest corner here, Building 1. An exit-only drive was added to the west private driveway to provide better exiting and to facilitate trash service. The eighth floor of Building 1 was removed to reduce the overall height from 97 feet to 87 feet. The height of Building 2 was similarly reduced by, not only slightly reduced, but similarly was reduced. Again, staff has reviewed the use permits, design review, and recommends approval. We would respectfully ask your approval as well. And Mr. Porter and I are here to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Item 2 on use permits references a health club. Is that was existing or is that something you're adding?
No, that's something we're adding.
Okay.
We had a gym and a health club, but we want to open it to some members of the public, and so that's what this is.
And where is the entrance for the public to come in? Which of those entrances?
You're going to be the port this year as well.
At the main entrance?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Seeing there's no other questions, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you again.
Well, I'll see you on item 6.
Oh, okay. Have a seat. Item number 2. UC230162, Herbst Family LP, 2 use permits for the following: 1 restaurants, 2 outside dining and drinking, and 3 retail sales and service. Waiver development standards to eliminate the required 48-inch wide pedestrian access around the perimeter of the outside dining area. Design reviews for the following: 1 restaurants with outside dining and drinking, and 2 retail uses in conjunction with a parking garage, warehouse and convenience store with gasoline station on 4.1 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Dewey Drive, the north side of Russell Road, and the west side of Polaris Avenue within Paradise. Hello.
Good evening. David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant. First, if I may, this is a copy of the aerial. As you can see over here is Allegiant Stadium. This is part of the Stadium Overlay District and Entertainment District. The subject parcel is right there on the map. I'm going to show you a zoomed out picture of the site plan. Right over here is the parking garage. This applicant has been before you for other uses in conjunction with this. The 2 restaurants we're requesting today are both right over here off of Polaris, and then I'll do the zoom in so hopefully we'll get a little bit better view. In addition to the special use permits that you read in that we're requesting, there is 1 waiver of development standards, and that is for the 48-inch pedestrian access way. Staff does support the waiver, the reason being there's ample protection. Right over here is a 5-foot sidewalk that's then followed by a 5-foot landscape buffer. There's then in the middle a 10-foot walkway, an additional 5-foot landscape buffer. In addition, the outdoor dining portion would be elevated 2 feet, and there would also be a 3.5-foot high metal barrier between the restaurant patio and the outside. Again, this is right over by the stadium. This restaurant has already been designated to be a Starbucks. Not sure about the other, but right now they're not requesting alcohol. Happy to answer any questions if you have any. Like we said, staff recommends approval. Hope to have your approval as well.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
If no one on the board has any comments, questions, or concerns, then I will move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Good enough. Item number three, WS230166, Point Flamingo Holdings LLC, waiver development standards for parking lot landscaping, a design review for convenience store on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Flamingo Road and Eastern Avenue within Paradise. Before the applicant gets started, I am abstaining from this discussion or voting as I am employed by the applicant.
Melissa Urie, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, C210, here on behalf of the applicant. So if you're here, just you can help orient yourself. It's on the northeast corner of Eastern Flamingo. What's currently there was a Asia cafe. So they unfortunately closed during COVID and were unable to reopen. So what we're proposing is to demo that existing restaurant, it's about an 8,000 square foot restaurant, and replace it with a 4,000 square foot new 7-Eleven building. This will have 10 pumps at the canopy. As you can see, it's got a nice modern design, photo paneling on it, more of a flattened roof. It's about 21 feet high at the top of the building, and the canopy will be at the very top of the canopy about 17 and a half feet tall. So really nice modern design. The only gas station that will actually be with fuel pumps at that corner intersection. And then here, we are requesting a waiver of the one landscape finger here at the front of the building. However, we do have the required number of trees otherwise placed on the site. And other than that, happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if there's no comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You might want to mention the buffet's still open before you go to the next step. Yeah.
I have been told that they had closed the location, so they reopened us.
They're still there.
Because
if anyone drives by, they're going to think you're not telling the truth.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They always look closed. They always look closed.
At least the cockroaches.
Item number four, ET234000030. Oh, would you like us to combine four and five?
If that's
we'll do that. ET234030, DR200520, School Board of Trustees. Design reviews first extension of time for the following: one finished grade and two retaining walls in conjunction with the school on 8 acres and in PF public facility zone, generally located on the north side of Cherokee Lane, 100 feet east of Alcoquin Drive within Paradise. And item number five, ET40031, ZC190197, School Board of Trustees. Design review section extension of time for an elementary school on 8 acres in a PF public facility zone, generally located on the north side of Cherokee Lane, 100 feet east of Alcoquin Drive within Paragus.
Hello, my name is Paulette Marshall. I represent the Target County School District, 1180 Military Tribute. We are requesting extension of time for both design review and the design review portion of the zone change. There was some unforeseen construction delays with a school that was being built previously, the Tooth and Family Swing School, hit a water main, that delayed construction at school, which then delayed all of the schools behind it for use of the swing school. So that is the purpose of our extensions of time.
So anyone from the public would like to speak on these two items? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I just make a motion to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve items 4 and 5. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Staff condition.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We're on a roll here. Don't have a clock, so we don't know what we're doing. Item number 6, UC230173, Farball Newco LLC. Use permits for the following: one recreational facility with accessory commercial uses, including but not limited to shops, snack bars, lounges, and restaurants; two, on-premise consumption of alcohol; and three, all deviations as depicted per plans on file. Deviations for the following: one, reduced setback; two, reduced street landscaping; three, reduced height setback ratio; and four, all other deviations as depicted per plans on file. Waiver of development standards to reduce setback. Design reviews for the following: one, recreational facility with accessory commercial uses, including but not limited to shops, snacks, bars, lounges, and restaurants; and two, finished grade in conjunction with an existing resort hotel, the Horseshoe, on a portion of 30 acres within a 68.1 acre site in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road, 1600 feet east of Las Vegas Boulevard South, within Paradise.
Yes. Good evening again, Madam Chairman, members of the board. Chris Kemper, KAEMPFER, here on behalf of the applicant. That is the site you're familiar with. It. I'm sure Flamingo Cobalt is, as you can see on the right of your screen. What this is, and I do want to say that this board has had the opportunity to review and approve some of the most iconic developments in the city of Las Vegas, from the Madison Square Garden Sphere to the train station for the high-speed train. It seems like anything that's kind of new and exciting has to go through you. This is another one. This is a project that our client is doing in conjunction with the Horseshoe, which is the Game of Thrones Dragons. And what it is, we are seeking approval for a recreational facility with accessory commercial uses, including shops, snack bars, lounges, and restaurants. The plans depict the recreational facility consisting of three levels and a basement. The maximum height of the building is 58 feet, although the building will primarily range in height from 18 feet to 48 feet. The total square footage of the building is 43,438 square feet, with most of the activity taking place on the first level, which is just over 31,000 square feet. The first level will include a bar and dining area, kitchen, retail space. There are various Game of Thrones themed rooms and a ride seating screen wall for the Game of Thrones motion ride that will run through the building. As noted in the staff report, the exterior of the building, and I have something to show you on that. We'll have enhanced architectural elements, including overhanging shade structures and accent structure supports with contrasting color schemes, including matte and flat black and vertical and horizontal LED panel trim. Access to the site is from the two existing commercial driveways that are adjacent to the Flamingo property, located on the northeast and northwest corners of the property. Although 160 existing parking spaces will be removed to accommodate this Game of Thrones building, there remain 7,262 overall spaces on this property, total property, where 5,308 spaces are required. There are some deviations in waiver of development standards that accompany this application, but they are driven primarily by the fact that Public Works wants an additional 10 feet of dedication along Flamingo Road. So when we take the 10 feet that's required to be given along Flamingo Road, some of the things such as setbacks, landscape, height ratios are affected by that 10 feet. Staff is recommending approval of all the waivers and deviations, the design review, all elements of this application are recommended for approval, and we would respectfully request your approval as well.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Madam Chair, I have a concern about it being black.
I was like, he said, well, I was just like, it sounds real exciting, and it's a big black box. It's like, what are the elements?
I'm more concerned about the fact that it's going to be matte black, which has no reflective properties, which will just become a giant heat sink in a 120-degree desert with a bunch of drunk people, because that's what's going to happen in the bar.
I think there's a theme they're trying to get here with the Game of Thrones. I'm not a big maybe some of you are Game of Thrones fans.
The Game of Thrones last three episodes were black, but that is not the overarching theme. It typically has lots of snow and white, you know, color variation.
Oh, that's right. Winter's coming.
Winter's coming. There's a whole snow demon goblin thing. So I have a lot of concern about being black in the desert. Not to say that I don't like the project overall. I'm just very concerned that we are going to have a black heat sink that is just going to continue to radiate heat and be very bad for the desert when we try to put plants and make things not heat islands.
Well, if I may suggest, if that is a concern of the board, I would hate the application to be denied based on the color.
I absolutely do not want to deny it based on the color.
But what I'm suggesting is that you pass on your recommendation that you feel the color black, if you all feel that way, or most of you, is you'd rather see a different color pattern than the black.
Well, here's another thought.
Are you going to suggest a better color?
Here's another thought that's going to come up, because there's no signage mentioned here. This is just a black building that's going to be covered with LED screens. It won't matter.
The signage is not part of this request.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you there will be signage all over.
They just needed a place to put the frames. They didn't care about what it was.
I mean, but the guard is going to melt wires. It's going to do a lot of damage. Wires do not do well on black backgrounds. It will melt. So I would just like to suggest that perhaps we
adjust
the color scheme from pure black to maybe a dark gray. We can make a slight alternative where it's not so terrible, but I'm not sure how to phrase that because I've never asked to change color.
We just make a recommendation to the staff conditions. Do you want to do that?
I don't know how to phrase that.
Okay.
I hate black.
I'll make
Wait a minute, what are you wearing?
this one used to have stars on it, so it had a rough day.
I'll make a motion to approve this application subject to preliminary staff conditions with the recommendation that the applicant reconsider the color of the building based on its location. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate the comment.
I can't wait to see the signs.
I'm sure the signs will be beautiful and glorious and colorful, but
it's like, why have an architect? He just needs signs. Any general business, Blanca? We have comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is May 30th, 2023. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I'm surprised none of you guys said to that lady. We know that book is open.